Our learning should be, it's supposed to continue to refer to Shlina for Arabi, Rav Moshe Sidi, refer to Simcha, Shana Vasleya, Pesach Shar Chol Yisrael. Also, today was Rosh Chodesh Adar, today, and right now it's still Rosh Chodesh Adar. Our learning should be Lilu Nishmas, the holy eight tzaddikim who were killed in Yerushalayim Yerkodesh, in the Shiva Merkaz Arav. Their neshama should have a tremendous aliyah. The Gemara says in Tainis, Chav Tesam and Aleph, Geshem Sheminichnas Av and Matim Nesimcha, the same way a person has to enter Av, and he has to lower his amount of simcha. Kach misha nichnas adar marbim b'simcha. The same way that a person lowers the simcha when he goes into the month of Av, a person has to increase and to multiply and to add on his simcha when he enters into the month of Adar. So I want to be able to try to understand, why does the Gemara have to have this comparison between Av and Adar? Why can't you just say you shouldn't have so much simcha in Av, and you should have a lot of simcha in Adar? Why do you have this whole kishim thing? It seems very peculiar. It seems very odd. My Rabbi Baruch Simon Shlita, the Imre Baruch, came out with a new sefer. I highly suggest for everyone to get. He writes in his sefer on Parshas Truma and Sefer Shemos. The pasuk says in this week's parsha, in referring to the Arun, pasuk tesvav, betabos Aaron yu avadim lo yasu mimenu. The second to last pasuk in Rishon, what does the pasuk say? The poles of the Aron, you should not remove them. And we know there's an Isser in the Torah that a person is not allowed to remove, once you have the Aron, you are not allowed to remove the poles from the Aron. So there's a lot of halachic analysis behind this, what the reason is, but we're not dealing with that today. We're going to deal with the shkafa behind this Isser. So my Rabbi Baruch Simon Shlita quotes from the Ber Mayim Chaim, an amazing, amazing idea. He quotes, so what does the Aron represents our lives? Aron represents Torah, right? A person can be able to do mitzvahs his entire life, but sometimes a person won't feel it, right? What's the attitude when a person's having a good time at a tish and he's ramished into the Torah? He feels a very big ahava. He feels a very big love. He feels all he wants to do is continue to grow in his avodas Hashem, right? But what is it when a person rolls out of bed on a Sunday morning, he was at late Motzei Shabbos, he was traveling. What gets him out of bed? It's not his ahava. The thing that gets him out of bed is his yira. So what does the Ber Mayim Chaim say? He quotes from the Zohar. It says, "Kol mitzvah below tchilu rechimu, any mitzvah that is done without ahava or yira, lo parchas le'ela. It doesn't. It's not going to go up to Shemayim." Meaning, there's a tremendous difference when a person does a mitzvah with ahava and with yira, then a person is just bland and nothingness, and he does it rote. That's what the Isra in the Torah. That's what the Isra refers to when he says when you remove the badim. What does the badim represent? The badim represents you're taking away the enthusiasm, you're taking away the ahava, and you're taking away the yira that sometimes we're just doing it because of our yiras Hashem, but we're doing something from our yiras onesh. But when a person just does a mitzvah, right, without the badim, it's just a mitzvah. There's nothing there. But when a person does it with ahava, with yira, it gives the mitzvah a different taste. It brings the mitzvah, as the Zohar says, up to Shemayim. So maybe we could say the following. Maybe we could say that Torah in our lives, but not only Torah, avodas Hashem is all about feelings. It's all about every single day. But it's not just about the good days. It's also about the hard days. My Rebbe, Rav Yitzhak Zilberstein Shlita, writes in his new packet on the month of Adar, Tavshin Ayin Hey, an amazing idea. He says that we're talking about in the Parsha, Zav, Chesef, and Nechoshes, right? It's referred to in the Torah, gold and silver and bronze. He says that if you look at, he calls him the Chasam Sofer. He says if you look at the words Zahav, Vechesef, Unechoshes, each letter of the words referred to another day that we have Kriyas Torah throughout the year. An amazing idea. Let's take it slow. Zahav, how does he break down the Chasam Sofer? How does the Chasam Sofer break down Zahav? Zion in Zahav refers to what? That refers to Shabbos. Shabbos is when we read the Torah. What does Hay and Bays refer to? Hay and Bays refer to the weekdays that we read the Torah. And then what does he do with the word Kesef? Kesef, Chaf, that refers to Kippur, which refers to Yom Kippur when we read the Torah. What does the Samech represent? As you probably would have guessed already, Samech represents Sukkot. That's when we read the Torah. And the Pei in Kesef, what does the Pei refer to? The Pei refers to Purim and Pesach. Why aren't there two pays there? It's not for now. That's a good question. But that's how he says kesef. And then how does he end off the word nechoshes? Nechoshes, the Nun in Nechoshes stands for Nun. What's the Nun stands for? Neros Chanukah. The Ches in Nechoshes stands for Chodesh, refers to Rosh Chodesh, which also refers to Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. The Shin in Nechoshes refers to Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres, the 2 days that we read the Torah that refer to Shin, and Simchas Torah as well. So we have Shavuos, Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah for Shin. And finally, what does the Tav in Nechoshes stands for? It stands for Tainus. So we see in Zahav, Bechesav, and Nechoshes, all the days that we read Kriyas Torah, they're all included in it. It's brought down by Rav Avram Shor Shlita. I think he quotes from the Sfas Senes, but I'm not sure. It could be from other Tzorim HaGadoshim, that Zahav always represents Ahava. Zahav represents when things are going well in our lives, when we're growing in our Avodas Hashem. What is Chesav refer to? Chesav refers to the year of, you know, so we had a hard day, but I'm still going to be able to go. I'm going to the night seder. I'm not going to go home and scream at my wife or my friends. I'm not going to be able to get upset. I'm going to say, okay, these days fall under one category. And maybe we could say Nechoshes is the blend of both of them. Nechoshes is a synthesis between the Zahav and the Yurt, the Ahava Yurt together. So now how do we start off the Shir? We start off the Chabura saying, why does the Gemara have to say this whole thing? That the same way Av, we go into Av, and we have to lower our Simcha, the same way in other we have to add onto our Simcha. So I think it's very simple. Every single day of our lives are all focused on one thing, and they're growing closer to Hashem. That's all focused. However, some days in every single month, right, there's a different way, right? It's brought down by the Sefer Yetzirah, and they're brought down by Bnei Yitzchak and other Sfarim HaKadoshim, but different ways to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the month of Av, right, when a person's going through the 3 weeks, of course there has to be Simcha, Ivdu HaShem B'Simcha. But it's got to be done in a very specific way. It's got to be done within a little more of a year. Let's understand a little more of a cheshbon and nefesh. When you get to Adar, what's Adar? Adar is Ahava. We're entering a new zman of tremendous love, tremendous miracles, of tremendous teva, right? It's brought down. Rav Weinberger quoted that every year, when we read the Megillah, there's another. Decree up in Shemayim, saying if Klal Yisrael should be destroyed. But when we come out of the Megillah and we're saved from Haman Achashverosh, the tremendous simcha, the tremendous ahava. So Rav Shor Shlita quotes from the Sfas Emes a very simple idea, and then with this we'll close. He says an amazing idea. He says that there are 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, that refers to Tshuva Meira. A person is we have a Yom Adin. We're starting to get ready. However, what are the 40 days now from Rosh Chodesh Adar until the 10th of Nisan? And what does the 10th of Nisan refer to? That refers to Shabbos HaGadol. That's not only Tshuva Meira, but that's Tshuva Me'ava. That's doing Tshuva out of love, because we see how much Chodesh Baruch Hu loves us. We see how much Hashem cares for us. We tell a high school kid, don't do this, don't do that, because this is going to be your punishment. Not every kid's going to understand that, but if you tell a kid how much Hashem loves you, you want to know how much Hashem loves you? Take the love of how much your parents love you, and you and times that by a billion. When a person hears how much Hashem loves him, that person wants to be able to grow in their avodas Hashem. That person wants to be able to grow every single day. And just be able to close with a story I once heard from, I am not sure who said this story, but it's a great story. Story of the Maggid of Yerushalayim. Maggid of Yerushalayim was once in Shir one day in Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is going through a big snowstorm now. And unfortunately, one day a kid didn't show up to class. And it happened the next week, and you know, the Maga decided to be able to go to the guy's house, go to the kid's house, and to be able to show up and just make sure that he's okay. He goes up to the guy's house, knocks on the door. The kid answers the door and says, "Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Good, everything's good. I just wanted to make sure you're okay. Like you missed Shia this week, you missed Shia this. I just want to make sure you're okay." I said, "Rebbe, I have to be honest with you. I enjoy Shir very much, but you know, up in Tel Aviv, there was a big soccer tournament going on, and me and my friend wanted to go. We want to go check it out this week and last week. We want to go to be able to check it out." So the Rebbe, the Maggid, turned back to the kid, to his precious Talmud, and he said, "Oh, really? Soccer? Like, okay, great. Can you just? I would love to hear more about it." Like, the kid was like flustered, like, "What? Like, you care about soccer? Yeah, tell me about soccer, whatever." He said, "Yeah, there's these guys that try to kick the ball, they try to whoever has the most balls in other sides' net at the end of the day, they win. So he said, amazing. Can I just ask you a question? Like, why can't you just kick the balls in, but like the whole day? Like why does it even over there? He said, no, Rabbi, you don't understand. The whole point of the game is when you have the goalie there. The goalie stopping the balls to be able to go in. If you don't have something stopping you there, there's no point to be able to grow and succeed. And the Rebbe turned back to the Talmud and he said the same thing. And he said, listen, I understand there's a soccer tournament, but when it comes down to it, the days you're doing great, but there's also a certain element of being in cheer, even when there are things that are hard, even when it's a year or a decade of time, and when you wish you were in Tel Aviv, whatever it is. And I think for a Chassan Kala to be able to realize that just as when you're dating, there's going to be low times and good times, but they're able to realize they all fall under one spectrum. They all fall under one circle. They all fall under one Aron, under one Torah, and they're all focusing in on one, honing in on one growth and one goal, and that's to be able to grow in their avodas Hashem. And that's how we start off with the whole reason in Gemara Tanis. That's the whole reason of comparison between Av and Adar. To be able to realize that there's time for Ahava and there's time for Yira, but the whole time there's always Simcha. There's always avodas Hashem. There's always growth, and that's how we saw that. That was the whole Isser. In the Torah of removing the bottom, because you can't just do a mitzvah without the Ahava year. It's just a plain mitzvah. It's nothing there. It's exactly what a Malik wants. What does a Malik do? All the Svarim say, a Malik, Asher Karcha Baderech. He wants you to be cold. A Malik doesn't not want you to daven. He wants you to daven. He wants you to learn. But he doesn't want you to enjoy learning. He doesn't want you to enjoy davening. He wants you to be able to do the mitzvah, but not enjoy it. Right? And that's exactly what we saw from the Chasam Sofer. That each day of the year, we already create the Torah. There's a Zahav, there's a Chesef, there's a Nechoshes. There's a Hava, there's a Yira, there's a synthesis together. And we saw the amazing story of the Magid of Yerushalayim. Be'ez Hashem should be Zocha to be able to go into the month of Adar with a tremendous Ahava, to be able to Tshuva Me'ava, as the Gemara says in Yom HaMevavah Merbeis, that someone who does Tshuva Me'ava, Tshuva out of love, not only do they change the sins they once did on purpose, but they change into Zchuyos, into Mitzvahs. Be'ez Hashem should be Zocha to do this, and be able to dance with Mordechai and Esther and Shushan Abira, Be'ez Hashem Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, a good in Chodesh, a good in Shabbos.